The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Welcome to Devil's Backbone.
Hours after news broke that Devil's Backbone, the beloved locally owned craft brewery headquartered in Nelson County, was being sold to Anheuser-Busch InBev, one thing quickly became clear. Beer drinkers, particularly craft beer drinkers, can be territorial about their favorite local brew. The Devil's Backbone Facebook page blew up with comments from many fans dismayed and disappointed by the company's decision to sell to what some perceived as the quote-unquote man. How does a local label built on edgy independence make the leap into the arms of the world's largest beer maker without alienating its core customer? Tim Johnson from Lynchburg is one of those core customers. He's been drinking Devil's Backbone's 8-point IPA for about 6 years. He says that while he understands the company's decision to sell, he prefers to keep his beer dollars with the little guys.
My revenue or money I have to put into the industry are going to go to smaller groups that need my backing more so than someone who now has the backing of a large corporation.
Devil's Backbone CEO Steve Crandall is aware that some customers are skeptical of the sale.
Brewers are interesting people, you know, they're sort of anti the man.
But he had to sell to keep thriving. The company had already grown at a fast clip, some 350% since 2008.
You know, as you know, yes, we sold to Anheuser-Busch a controlling interest, and it was, in our lifespan of this business, something that we had to do. From a financial standpoint, we were tapped out.
What does selling to a global corporate behemoth get you? Terms of the agreement were not disclosed, but ABI is expected to invest $25 million in infrastructure and equipment improvements in the company. This includes its brew pub in Nelson County and a 35,000-square-foot brewery in Lexington. The brewery will expand by 50,000 square feet. The size of the workforce at the Lexington facility is expected to increase from 60 to 120. 401k matching funds for employees will go from 1% to 6%.
They have a seed bank of malt that we can go in and say, you know, we've never tried this. Would you mind growing us some? And they will actually grow that malt.
He plans to get into barrel aging, in which beer ages in bourbon, whiskey, and wine barrels.
We're going to be able to do some amazing things with beer. And not only with beer, we're going to do some amazing things in our communities. You know, we're going to have more opportunity to support our communities like we've never been able to do before, and we're certainly going to be able to improve the lives of our employees. And the question that's often asked me is, are you going to water down your beer? Are you going to change your ingredients? And I'm like, well, let me think about that for a second. Let's take Vienna Lager, our flagship beer. One of the most award-winning craft beers in the nation, like the number two selling craft beer in Virginia, why would we change that recipe? We're not going to change it.
In the beer industry, craft is where the growth is. Total beer sales dipped 0.2% last year, while craft beer sales increased 12.8%, according to the Brewers Association.
Craft is so exciting for the bigger guys because the bigger guys, their footprint's filled out. A little guy like me, we're just scratching the surface. We have a huge amount of room to run.
News of the sale coincided with the announcement that Oregon-based Deschutes Brewery will begin construction on its East Coast production facility in Roanoke in 2019. The facility is expected to create more than 100 jobs. Both announcements signal Virginia's growing significance in the craft beer industry, going from around 50 craft breweries in 2011 to roughly 124 in 2015, according to the Brewers Association. This is largely due to the 2012 passage of state legislation that allowed breweries to sell beer for on-premise consumption. Before the bill, breweries could only give out samples or sell beer to go. Licensing requirements also relaxed, which opened the door to more competition. Top Virginia breweries, including Devil's Backbone, Star Hill and Crozet, and Hardywood in Richmond, as well as the Virginia Manufacturers Association, lobbied for its legislation. Here's Governor Terry McAuliffe at the Deschutes announcement, commenting on the state's craft beer boom.
Because Virginia is for beer lovers, folks.
I'm Jesse Nadler reporting.